John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios. Actually, they just barely made it to the studios.
It wasn't a leisurely walk today, I tell you that. It was kind of a
big
brisk
snowflakes pelting in our eyes. And, yeah.
Fun
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, it's just getting worse and worse.
Ooh, summer was short this year.
Yeah.
But you like this stuff, don't you, Paul?
I love this stuff. Oh. Let's go out and play in it.
Yeah. Well.
Not you, Teresa?
No.
Oh, Teresa's a hot, sunny.
Hotter better, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that it's coming, Teresa, but it's going to be a while.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's going to be nice and green after this stuff melts, but we got to get there first.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Don't you just love living in Minnesota?
This time of year, not so much for her.
Yeah. Yep, that's for sure.
Ask me in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The other day, I actually saw a planter going down the road.
Yep, yep. I tucked all the stuff away in the machine shed again.
Winterized everything?
Yeah. Well, not didn't winterize it, but... I definitely didn't want it sitting out for this one.
Yep, yep. All right. Well, we're going to continue our conversation that we had last week, Teresa, I understand, huh?
Yeah, we were talking about routers, and I did most of the talking last week, but John's got some stuff to share this week.
Well, you know, we kind of rushed through it because, you know, a lot to talk about, and we've had a lot of response from people just asking questions about routers. So I think I just briefly touched on, you know, the difference between 2.4
gigahertz
channel and the 5 gigahertz channel that comes on a lot of these newer routers. And so if you have an older phone or an older, you know, PC or something like that, that's not gonna, if you have a 5 gigahertz only, it won't connect to the 2.4, won't see the network. And we have some people that have problems with that.
No, we're talking about wireless network.
Right.
Is that
right.
what we're talking about?
Several of them are backwards compatible, meaning they will be able to do the 5s and the 2.4s. But there's a few that we're seeing now that just start with 5. Mm-hmm. And for sure, if you have older stuff and you have a 5 gigahertz network on your wire, you'll say you have a newer router that most still do 2.4 yeah. too. But there's some cases where they're not compatible with what you're seeing. So you might be able to see your router with one of your devices, but not with the other one. And that's because of the different speeds that these networks are running at nowadays. Okay. And so that's something I wanted to just note because there was some confusion out there about speeds and so on and so forth.
I'm going to break this down because I don't know about you, Paul, but that kind of went really fast.
Yeah. Oh, well, that, sorry, John, that. John's talking his own language there. That's good.
He is. So routers give off a signal like a radio, right?
Yep.
And so they used to run on this 2.4
yep speed.
Speed. Okay, so that was like how everything connected. Mm-hmm. But now they increased it to 5. So
and that means what then?
The speed. It talks faster.
From your router to wherever you're at in your home or business.
To your device. Yeah.
To your device.
Your computer, your tablet, or your phone.
Okay.
Okay. So most of the routers they sell nowadays are going to function on both of those levels.
Yes.
Okay.
Most of them.
So that's why when I look at home, I have two different
networks. 2.4
I have
five.
A 2.0. I never really understood that very much.
I'll be honest, I have no idea what I have.
Yeah, if you search for networks, you know, let's take your phone out and you look for networks, I can't remember what router you have, Paul, but you most likely will see two networks. Of course, in your router configuration, you can disable one or the other one, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so
the older routers only have 2.4.
Yeah.
So if you have an older router and you have a newer device, it'll still work on that. It just won't be as fast.
Likely backwards compatible, but some are not. Some will only connect at one speed or the other.
Okay.
I'm not thinking about computers and phones as much as some of these new printers, some of these peripheral devices, you know, those are the ones that can be kind of fickle.
So if you're wireless printing, you might have trouble.
Right.
And that might be a reason why.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So again, any questions, just give us a call. And I also wanted to add, there's times when you may not need to buy a new router, and some of the things we talked about last week are happening. For instance, there are, depending on the service providers, I've seen more and more cases, and I'm not going to name who the service providers are, but they all kind of have their own little things trends that I see happening. And, you know, you'll come in and they'll set you up with your cable modem or whatever, and it'll say it has Wi-Fi built in. You know, you don't need a router anymore. Just throw away your old one and use your new one. But when they come with their default configuration, you can get on with your devices, but your devices can't talk to one another. It's kind of a secure little tunnel.
So, like, if you're trying to print wirelessly,
you won't be able to see the printer.
You won't be able to see the printer from your computer.
Or if you want to send files from one computer to another, you know, the things that most people in home networks want to be able to communicate everything, they won't work. That's not necessarily the router's fault. It's the problem is just the configuration of the product provided by your provider. So in a lot of cases, people will get these boxes from whoever the provider is, and they'll say, well, it has Wi-Fi in it. But we still recommend having your own router behind that so you can control this stuff. And, you know, and a lot of times the routers that we provide might have a little farther because they're made just to spread Wi-Fi as far as they can, whereas the other devices that are provided for you are you know, made to be multi-purpose, and one of the functions happens to be that it also is a wireless router. Yeah.
My wife loves, she sits on her couch with her iPad, hits print from her iPad, and you can hear the printer way in the other room start printing. She loves that. And then she asks me to get up and go get it.
Well, that's just the way it is.
That works too.
But she loves that. You set that up for her, and it was really, really good. She uses it all the time.
Another trend I've seen is another provider in the area, you know, will say, well, we provide a router for you, you know, just you pay so much a month or whatever, and then they come in and put their own router in, and they manage it for you and all that. One problem I've seen with that is if you have special things on your existing router, like cameras, or you have a printer that has a special IP because you know you had tweaked it or you had somebody tweak it for you, a lot of times those things are all lost. And after that's done, they see that all this stuff broke, and then you know there's a hassle getting that hooked up too. And also, when you think about it, if you pay a monthly fee, you know, over time, you know, the routers, what's our, the TP-Link routers that we sell right now, what are they?
$50.
$50. So, you know, it's not a big investment. No. And they last many years. So just some things to think about. If you have questions about that, again, you know, every case is a little different.
Yep. I have a question. I know last week we talked about, you know, your router gets old and you should get a new one.
Right.
And just after this past week now, we're sitting there, and both my wife and I said, we're kicked off the Wi-Fi from our phone or our iPad. Mm-hmm. And so I go over there, I disconnect it and put it back in, and it's okay again. So is that my router going bad, you think? Or
it's possible, but it could have been just a one-time thing.
It happened a couple
thing.
Times.
Oh, it did happen a couple times.
Yeah, if it keeps happening, that's probably something that's indicating.
See, you jinxed my router for last week.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. And there's another very common thing that we see. You know, when you set up a router, we've been doing it for years, and there's a, you know, you put a configuration in there, so this can work for you, and that can work, you know, you're printing and all this stuff, so all this stuff knows where it's at. And then on the back of a lot of these routers, there's a reset button.
Yep.
And so people say, well, I don't want to just pull the power cord. I'm going to push the reset button.
Don't push the reset button.
Really?
A lot of times I put tape over them so people don't.
Why not?
Because that doesn't just power cycle the router. Yep. It also clears all the configuration that's in it. And so you have to reprogram everything that you've got in it, and even including your Wi-Fi password and your Wi-Fi name. Any forwards you have in there, things like that. Very, very common thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Say that again, Teresa.
Don't touch the reset button.
Right.
That's funny.
It's just something that we see all the time.
We tell them, unplug it from the wall.
Yep, that's what I do, yeah.
Or you can pull it out, you know, the little power plug that comes from the wall. You can pull that out of it and then plug it, you know, count to 20 and put it back in. Yep. But, yeah, just don't push that reset button unless you want to completely wipe everything that's on there.
No, we don't
want to
do that. So that's one thing I learned today.
Moral of the story, don't touch the reset button.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, and you got the routers for sale at RSI.
We sure do.
Yeah.
We sure do. We've got the $50 ones, and then we've got the little nicer ones as well if you're looking for something a little more powerful.
Sweet Nighthawks. Yeah, we got those
Sweet
two.
Nighthawks.
Nighthawk routers. Yeah.
Those are the $300
ones. They kind of look like spaceships, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
All right. Where can one pick one up at then?
Well, right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. That's where we're located. Or you can give us a call at 320-297. That's my cell phone number. No. Don't call that. Let's try that again. 320-698-4747.
Or you can always email us, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. You're going to have to shovel your sidewalk before you
Yes, we are.
I'm thinking you're right a couple times.
A lot of shoveling going on. So. Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming over and enjoy the nice walk back to your store in the snow.
Certainly. Thanks, Paul.
All right. John and Teresa Witte with Rural Solutions, our Rural Solutions Technology Show, I should say.